Pauline Rochefort has been acclaimed as the Liberal Party candidate for the Nipissing-Timiskaming riding in the next federal election. There had been speculation that up to 3 people were interested in joining the race. "We are pleased that Pauline will be representing our riding for the next federal election," announced Doug Bridges, chair of the Nipissing-Timiskaming Federal Liberal Association. See, East Ferris Mayor seeks federal Liberal nomination. "It's an honor to be acclaimed as the Liberal Party candidate for our riding," said Rochefort. "Given the Trump government's threat to our sovereignty, and the unreasonable U.S. tariffs being levied against Canada today, there has never been a more critical moment in Canada's recent history to step forward and stand up for our country." With over 30 years of experience in the fields of economic development, finance, and business strategy, she supported local businesses through the Business Development Bank of Canada and then headed the Canadian Wood Council. Pauline has served the municipality of East Ferris for over a decade and is now in her second term as mayor, said a news release when she announced her candidacy. Rochefort is the current mayor of East Ferris. Her family settled in the Astorville area in the late 1800s. Her national financial career began as economic development officer for the Grand Council Treaty No. 9, according to a news release. She supported local business sectors, playing a key role in developing an extensive branch network across Canada for the Business Development Bank of Canada. During the hard-fought softwood lumber dispute ending in a 2006 agreement with the United States, Rochefort championed the Canadian wood industry as the president of the Canadian Wood Council. Locally, Rochefort launched the former Northern Ontario Biomass Innovation Centre and taught business strategy at Nipissing University. She is now in her second term as the mayor of the municipality of East Ferris. During her terms on council, she worked with her fellow councillors and other levels of government bringing a new medical centre and pharmacy to the community as well as a new municipal office and garage for the municipality, adds the release. Pauline brings years of community engagement experience as well as proven leadership experience in the fields of economic development, finance and business strategy. "In these times, her skills will serve our riding well," explained Bridges. "I have known Pauline Rochefort for many years," said current MP Anthony Rota. "I was very happy when she agreed to run because with her experience, knowledge and ability, she is the right person to move us forward in Nipissing-Timiskaming. She will work intelligently and tirelessly for us." Rota is retiring when the election is called. The Federal Liberal Party will elect its new leader to replace Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on March 9. Rochefort will battle Conservative candidate Cassidy Villeneuve in the expected election later this spring. Rochefort isn't the only obstacle Villeneuve is facing. Recent reports indicate that her own riding association is ready to replace her because of a failure to establish permanent residence in the riding and her performance as a candidate. See, local federal Conservatives poised to dump their candidate if performance doesn't improve.